Okay, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the BSF News Conference here at the Commodity Classic. The prime reason for us to here today is to present the winners of two scholarship programs, one with the National Corn Growers Association and one with the American Soybean Association, both of which BSF proudly sponsors. We're pleased to have representatives of both of these organizations here with us today, Ken and John, and they will speak later on this afternoon. Encouraging agricultural education is a very important thing within BSF, and that was the main reason behind us sponsoring these two scholarship programs. American farmers are making great strides in crop production, and today's students will have tremendous opportunities in the future careers to contribute to the production of food, energy, and fuel for the world. BSF is proud to help American farmers meet those needs. On behalf of everyone at BSF, we'd like to congratulate the winners of these scholarships, and we've got four out of the six here today that we were allowed to congratulate. So I'd just like to give a round of applause to them. Firstly, I'd like to introduce John Hoffman, President of the American Soybean Association, to announce the winner of this year's Soy Scholarship. This scholarship is a one-off $5,000 award to a high school senior who plans to study agriculture at university and is also a grandchild or child of an ASA member. This year, we're very proud to announce that the scholarship is named in the honour of Kip Cullors in recognition of his outstanding soybean yields. Not only did he break his own world record in soybeans for the second year running, but he also achieved a farm average of 74 bushels per acre, nearly double that of the state average in Missouri. Please allow me to turn it over to John Hoffman.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
Well, this is a moment that I've been looking forward to for quite a while. This is a new scholarship that BASF is sponsoring, and so it's a first-time award. So this is, as Adam said, a $5,000 secure optimum yield scholarship that is available to children and grandchildren of American Soybean Association members. Laura Stevens is a 17-year-old senior from Falls City, Nebraska. She plans to attend the University of Nebraska at Omaha, where she intends to have a double major in agronomy and ag journalism. So you might have some competition someday, folks. Laura was chosen from over 40 other applications because of her excellent grades, her ACT score, and many leadership activities. Laura is active in FFA, the concert band, marching band, track and cross country, the flag corps, and the concert choir. She's a true leader, and it's a privilege. Congratulations, Laura, on your receiving the first ever secure optimum yield scholarship. So, congratulations from ASA.
Thank you. Thank you.
Three of us? Okay. Why don't I stand on the other side then?
You got a handy dandy backpack here, too.
Thank you. I am honored to receive this first annual BASF and American Soybean Association scholarship in honor of Kip Cullors. This will be a big help to me as I begin my college career this fall. I believe that through science, we can continue to discover new and exciting things that can have positive effects on agriculture. I would like to be involved with genetic research, focusing on plant health and productivity in order to improve farm profitability. I believe it's important that we find ways to make the most of our land while preserving it for the future. I am very excited about the future of agriculture, and I believe that it is a great career path to pursue. Agriculture has gone through a remarkable amount of change. The methods of farming my grandfather used are vastly different than those that we use today and will use in the future. The complexity of the industry requires that the agricultural leaders of my generation be well educated, and highly trained. From precision agriculture technology to genetically superior seeds, today is an exciting time to be involved with agriculture. I would like to commend the BASF and American Soybean Association for their willingness to support the agricultural leaders of my generation through their Secure Optimal Yield Scholarship Program. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Kip, and congratulations again, Laura. Now I'd like to call upon Ken McCauley, Chairman of the NCGA, to announce the winners of the NCGA Academic Excellence in Agriculture. There are five winners of the NCGA scholarship, each valued at $1,000, for undergraduates or graduate students pursuing a degree in an ag-related field. To apply, students had to be entering at least their second undergraduate year. At this time, let me turn over to Ken.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you. Thank you. Please forgive my voice. I tried to out-yell the band last night. So. It's an extreme honor to be doing this today on behalf of NCGA, and really want to thank BASF for this scholarship fund that they created for five individuals in honor of NCGA. Just a year ago, we talked about this, and at this classic, and we talked about when it'll happen, and a lot of times these things don't get done as quick as you plan, but BASF was very intense on this, and it's a real pleasure to see it happen this fast. As you know, college education is very expensive, and we're very glad to be able to help five young individuals take advantage of college and also be educated and look into the future to take advantage of the opportunities we have today, but also make new opportunities for future young farmers and all of agriculture. So we all know that college is very expensive, and we had 80 young folks apply for the NCGA scholarship. We had five winners. I got a feeling that next year there'll be many more than 80. So I have to admit, my nephew applied, and I was quietly rooting for him too. But Laura is my neighbor. I didn't realize it. But she lives not too far from my house in Falls City, so White Cloud and Falls City are about that far apart. So congratulations, Laura. This inaugural year of this scholarship program is very, very much an honor for me to be giving this. I felt a part of it when we had our meeting last year and have worked close with Rosemary on this, and we've had a real exciting year working with BASF and all the new projects you've come up with, so thank you very much. At this time, I'd like to recognize the three that are here plus the two that are not. We have Lauren Schlosser from Chesterfield, Missouri. Please stand. James Seitzer from St. Peter, Minnesota. Katie Simpson, who will speak to us in just a moment. So congratulations. Also not here are Jason Buss from Bowen, Illinois, and Joshua Yoder from Plain City, Ohio. On behalf of the 33,000 NCGA members, we're very proud to be a part of this scholarship, very proud to be advancing educational opportunities for young folks and contributing to the next set of generation of opportunities for agriculture. At this time, I'd like to call on Katie to come up here and give us a few remarks. She also, just to add, Katie's a PhD student in meat microbiology at Colorado State. So congratulations, Katie.
Hello, my name is Katie Simpson. Thank you for the introduction, and I would like to sincerely thank the NCGA and BASF for this opportunity to be in Nashville and for this scholarship. We were all just talking right before the press conference, and it really is such a small community, the agricultural community, and it's so nice to be recognized for your efforts, to be recognized, especially financially, because I have been in college for 9 years, but it is expensive, but to be recognized for your efforts, and I do sincerely thank both organizations. I grew up on a small family farm, it's 1,000 acres, and while I was growing up, my parents always stressed the importance of education and continued learning throughout life, and it's so encouraging that the associations that they're a part of also support those same values. And when I do graduate, which I hope is very soon, I look forward to pursuing an academic role and teaching and advising a younger generation of agriculturalists, because as we talked about, and I do really feel strongly about that, educating young agriculturalists on the profound importance of producing the world's food supply is an extreme effort, and it's very important, and I look forward to that role, and I very much appreciate all of the support from the NCGA and BASF. So thank you very much for this scholarship for myself and on behalf of the other recipients. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Ken. Thank you, Katie. Congratulations again. Congratulations to everybody. I'm sure you'll agree with me that it's great to see the enthusiasm and passion for agriculture that we see in these young people. I mean, it gives us great cause for, I think, optimism for the future of our industry, to see it in the hands of people like that we've seen today. I have no doubt that the ag industry will be strengthened by having these people in the future as either advocates, associates, and or growers. And we're delighted to announce that we're going to continue the partnership with the NCGA and the ASA for the future to support these deserving students as future leaders in agriculture. So that's great news. And to that end, applications for the 2009 scholarships will be available on both the ASA and the NCGA websites for members starting this fall. So I encourage people to apply, and maybe your nephew will get in this time.